The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
And the fat lady's woman. Let me tell you something. The fat lady isn't even Zoftig right now. The fat lady is maybe curvy at best. but she's not even in any way obese. Mm-hmm. There is so much time left in this campaign, and if they make it about Hillary Clinton, they will win.
Checking in now is Amanda Carpenter, who has been following these events. We were just talking about yesterday's events.
Yeah, who are you calling curvy?
Yeah, not you, Amanda. Although you are a good singer.
All right, Amanda Carpenter, tell us your take on what all happened in the last 24 hours or so, and what's the reaction been?
I think it's unbelievable, and that's not even my reaction. It's the reaction of friends, who I've had that have gone through the Breitbart offices. I think both on style and substance, we saw such a change of what was happening at Breitbart after Andrew Breitbart died, who, many in the conservative community loved, was inspired by, respected, and something happened. Something happened at Breitbart throughout the Republican presidential primary. They embraced the alt-right, which I've been struggling to find the best way to describe it. I've kind of settled on it's a culture war without a conscience. You kind of see this vulgarity. It's Pat Buchanan without any religion, no guardrails at all. They go full hog on immigration and trade in a way that's never been discussed before that panders to a very dangerous community. And I have been shocked to watch Breitbart go down that road. I mean, they're calling Bill Kristol a renegade Jew in their headlines. This is not, mainstream Republican conservative media talk. They are on the fringe. And that was under Steve Bannon. And so I think that absolutely has to be a part of the discussion now that he's guiding a presidential candidate.
But one of the things that we have seen in the last, I'd say, 24 to 48 hours is a more disciplined candidate, which is what everybody really wanted.
Yeah. Well, he did give a relatively good speech. But then I don't know why they announced the changes yesterday morning to drive the news all day long.
To step on the good speech, right, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, let that ride. And Bannon, I see nothing that he adds. Listen, they have problems with Paul Manafort. We've all read the AP headlines where he's been routing Russian money to D.C. lobbyists. We don't know where that investigation is going to go. But for whatever reason, amid these headlines, he has a diminished role. They bring in Steve Bannon. Steve Bannon is going to add to the problems in that campaign. You see it in his managerial behavior because there's a steady stream of former Breitbart employees who are ready and willing to talk about how brutal he was in those offices. That is not typical behavior. I can think of no place I've ever worked where I would feel compelled to go to other people how terrible this person is. But you see that among these media figures who worked under him.
Sadly, Amanda Carpenter, we got to leave it there since we had a little trouble connecting you. So we have a truncated session with you, but it's always good to talk to you.
Or
Amanda.
A trumpcated.
All right, thank you.
It's now 7:43.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number 1 in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store and online. And now, the more you buy, the more you save on beds, bases, and more. Plus, get free home delivery on most beds with Base. Limited time. For J.D. Power 2025 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Check it out at a Sleep Number store today.